A victory for the Bush administration in its case against terror suspect Jose Padilla. A federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, ruled today that the president can detain American citizens without charges, even if they're captured on U.S. soil. Padilla has been kept in solitary confinement for more than 3 years. NPR's Ari Shapiro joins us now to discuss the ruling. And Ari, remind us who Padilla is.
He's a U.S. citizen who was captured at Chicago's O'Hare Airport back in 2002. And federal officials said he had trained with al-Qaeda in Pakistan and that he was plotting to carry out terrorist attacks in the U.S. President Bush then declared Padilla an enemy combatant, which meant he could be held indefinitely without being charged or having access to a lawyer. Civil liberties groups said the president didn't have the legal authority to do that, and that's how the case ended up in court.
And what did today's ruling say?
Well, a three-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond said the president does have the right to hold American citizens captured in the U.S. without charging them. This overturns a lower court decision that told federal officials they had to either charge Padilla or let him go. Judge Michael Luttig wrote today's decision, and he said in his opinion that the case was really about whether the president can militarily detain someone who's closely associated with al-Qaeda and who traveled to the U.S. intending to wage war on America.
And Judge Luttig, his name has been in the news a lot recently.
Yes, it has. He's one of the people who has been discussed as a potential Supreme Court nominee. There's a vacancy now for the seat being vacated by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, since President Bush has nominated John Roberts to replace the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist. And Judge Luttig's decisions in the past have been popular with the administration. This decision can only increase that popularity.
And so, Ari, what are the implications of this decision?
Government lawyers will say this lets the president carry out the war on terrorism no matter where it's being conducted. During the arguments, there was a lot of discussion about where the battlefield was during the war on terror. The government's lawyers argued that the battlefield included the United States, and they'll say that now the president can carry out the war on terror accordingly. On the other hand, civil liberties groups like the ACLU say this ruling means authorities can essentially come into your house, take you away, and you'll never be heard from again. They say this denies the basic constitutional rights that are supposed to be given to every American citizen.
And so will the Supreme Court intervene?
Well, the Supreme Court has already dealt with the enemy combatants issue once before, and that was in the case of Yasser Hamdi. Hamdi was, like Padilla, a U.S. citizen. He was declared an enemy combatant. The difference was Hamdi was arrested overseas, and the Supreme Court said that Hamdi could be held as an enemy combatant. This case asks the same question, but about citizens who were arrested at home. So certainly Padilla's lawyers will try to appeal this ruling. It's up to the justices whether to take the case or not. And interestingly, Sandra Day O'Connor was a crucial vote in the Hamdi case. So whether or not she's on the court when the Padilla case comes to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court does take the Padilla case, it could make a big difference in the way the case is decided.
NPR's Ari Shapiro, thank you.
You're welcome.